Florida Frontiers, the weekly radio magazine of the Florida Historical Society, is made possible in part by the Department of State, Division of Historical Resources, and the State of Florida. It's also made possible by the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund and by the historic Rossiter House Museum and Gardens in O'Galley, celebrating pioneer history, the natural environment, and women's history. Available for weddings and events at rossiterhousemuseum.org. This is Florida Frontiers, the weekly radio magazine of the Florida Historical Society, online at myfloridahistory.org. I'm Ben Brotmarkle, and coming up on the program, Rico Browning played the Gill Man in the underwater scenes for all three of the Creature from the Black Lagoon films.
We shot in the wintertime at Wakulla Springs, and water temperature was about 51. The air temperature at that time was 49, so it got pretty chilly.
We'll discuss the often overlooked accomplishments of Ponce de Leon.
If the inclusion or exclusion of Juan Ponce de Leon from college-level textbooks is any indication, he is generally allotted only a sentence or two, or ignored entirely.
And we'll talk about Harriet Beecher Stowe and Florida tourism. All that ahead on Florida Frontiers. Native Floridian Rico Browning is best known for portraying the Gill Man in all of the underwater scenes for the three Creature from the Black Lagoon films. Browning was also the creative force behind the film and TV series Flipper and worked on many other projects, including the James Bond movie Thunderball. Browning died in February 2023 at the age of 93. We spoke with him in 2018. Rico Browning got his start in the early 1950s entertaining tourists at Weekiwachee.
We put on an underwater night show at Weekiwachee, and it was very successful. However, there was only one motel at Weekiwachee at that time, and you had to travel 18 miles into Brooksville to get to the next motel. So I got the bright idea, why not go to Silver Springs? Because they got motels everywhere, and tourists, and do an underwater show there at night. So I came up and talked to Bill Ray, who was the son of Ray Davidson and Ray, and his brother, Buck Ray, who was the general manager. And I talked to them about doing a night show at Silver Springs and building an underwater theater. And they turned me down. But just as I was leaving, Bill Ray said, Rico, look, why don't you let me give you a job here? And over a period of time, we'll talk them into doing it. I said, well, fine. So he made me the assistant director of public relations at Silver Springs. And I was in that job for about 5 years.
Rico Browning met director Jack Arnold and was hired to portray the Gill Man in all of the underwater scenes for Creature from the Black Lagoon. He wore a distinctive, cumbersome costume.
I put it this way, when you're a kid and you play football, you put on a uniform, shoulder pads and everything, and it's pretty clumsy. But when you get in a game, you forget you even have it on. So it was about the same with the suit. It was a little awkward, but once I got into the water and started using it, I forgot I have it on. It was sponge rubber covered with latex, and I had to wear lead weights, chest plate, thigh pads of lead, and lead around my ankles so I'd sink because it was made of rubber. And we shot in the wintertime at Wakulla Springs, and water temperature was about 51. The air temperature at that time was 49. So it got pretty chilly. Yeah, cold.
One of the most suspenseful scenes in the 1954 film Creature from the Black Lagoon has scientist Kay Lawrence, played by Julie Adams, taking a swim, unaware that the Gill Man creature is swimming just below her. The scene was challenging for Browning.
We had a director, nice man, but he couldn't swim. So he was in an inner tube on the surface looking down at what we were doing. So the cameraman, Scotty Welburn, kind of took over directing underwater. And so he said, well, let's swim downriver with Ginger and get the scene of following her. And so I swam with her, and vision was the poorest thing in the suit. the eye sat about an inch away from my eye, and I didn't use a face mask or a goggle because if they filled with water, I couldn't get rid of the water, so I went with a naked eye. So it was a blurred vision looking through a keyhole. So the only way I could see her was when I swam upside down. So I had to swim upside down underneath her in order to follow her down the river.
Most of the underwater filming for Creature from the Black Lagoon was done at Wakala Springs, but some was done at Silver Springs.
At Silver Springs, downriver, about a quarter of a mile, there's a little spring on the left with a house. And we used that spring there to shoot the scenes of the creature trying to move all the logs and everything. And that was shot here at Silver Springs. The rest of it was shot at Wakala Springs.
Browning would reprise his underwater role for the two Creature from the Black Lagoon sequels, the only actor to portray the Gill Man in all three films. After the Creature series of films, Browning became the stuntman and underwater director for the TV show Sea Hunt, working with producer Ivan Tors.
He's quite a guy, very sharp, and we did a third year of Sea Hunt at Silver Springs and shot all the episodes for that year. And I was hired to just be the bad guy. And I would fight Courtney Brown, who was the double for Lloyd Bridges, in just about every scene. And I had to wear different bathing suits, different hair makeup, either go as a blonde or a brunette, or wear a hood. I enjoyed it very much. And we then moved to Nassau and shot the remaining couple of years of Sea Hunt over there.
After the success of Sea Hunt, Browning and co-writer Jack Cowden took the story of a very intelligent dolphin named Flipper to producer Ivan Tors.
We wrote it as a book, and we went to Lake Weir, Bruce Mozart's house, and we spent the whole week and weekend writing this little book. And so we wrote it, and I went to New York with my last $200 and tried to promote it as a book. And I went to three publishing houses, and one seemed very interested, and I never heard back from them. I left them with a book and some pictures and drawings and everything. And so I got the bright idea that if I could say a producer in Hollywood is considering it as a movie, maybe they'll publish the book. So I called Ivan, and I said, "Ivan, will you do me a favor?" I said, "I'd like to get my book published about a boy and a dolphin. And would you say you're considering it as a movie?" He said, "Yeah, well, okay." And he said, "But send me a copy." So I did. I mailed him a copy. And I called the book company and I said, "Hey, the producer in Hollywood wants to make this into a movie. Can we get the book going?" And they talked and hemmed and hawed, and I never heard back from them. But I did hear from Ivan. Ivan said, "I didn't read your book." He said, "But my wife did, and she loved it. So she made me read it. I love it." He said, "Let's make a movie." So he got the money from MGM, and we made the first feature and then 4 years of television.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea.
Rico Browning discovered a special dolphin named Mitzi to play Flipper on screen.
So I spent the next 3-4 months training Mitzi to do the things that we needed for the show. Well, I wasn't an animal trainer, and I had to learn with the dolphin. And one of the hardest things was to get the dolphin to ride the boy, and I couldn't figure out exactly how to do it. But I would throw a ball or whatever, and she would retrieve it and bring it back. And my son was there with me, helping train her, and he was a little boy, and he had on cut-off jeans. And I got the bright idea, if she retrieves a ball, why not retrieve a boy? So I said, "Ricky, do me a favor." I said, "When I throw the ball, you jump in the water, and we'll see what Mitzi does." So I did, and he jumped in the water, and she tried to bring him to me. And she didn't know how to do it. So she'd grab the little loops in his cut-off jeans and try to pull him. Well, he accidentally put his hand up in the water and got caught onto her fin, and she rode him right to me. I said, hey, this is great. So I said, go way across the pond, and I'm going to throw the ball over your head. You jump in the water over there. And when she comes, hold on to her and see if she brings you to me. And it was quite a distance. And I threw the ball way over his head. He jumped in the water. She went over there and rode him right to me.
Actor, filmmaker, and native Floridian Rico Browning played the Gill Man in the underwater scenes for all three Creature from the Black Lagoon films. Browning died in 2023. We spoke with him in 2018.